Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Severe cyclonic storm Dana makes landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra on Odisha coast with wind speed of 120 km per hour, weakens to cyclonic storm and moves towards northern Odisha and West Bengal coasts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to co-chair 7th intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi today. Two leaders to also hold bilateral talks. Filing of nominations to end this evening for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Justice Sanjeev Khanna to be next Chief Justice of India. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports invites applications for Sports Awards 2024, and India bags one silver and a bronze at Under-23 Wrestling World Championship in Tirana, Albania. And now the news in detail. Severe cyclonic storm Dana made landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra on Odisha coast with the wind speed of 120 km per hour midnight last night. After the landfall, the severe cyclonic storm weakened into cyclonic storm and moved towards northern Odisha and West Bengal coasts. Many parts of Kendrapara and Bhadrak districts in coastal Odisha have been battered by heavy winds and rain. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said the landfall process continued till this morning. More details from our correspondent.
There has been no report of any major damage or casualty so far after the landfall of severe cyclone Dana between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra around last midnight. Cyclone response teams consisting of NDRF, ODRF and fire services have started cleaning the roads in different parts of Kendrapada and Bhadrak districts by clearing big trees fell down during the landfall of Dana. Under the impact of Dana, rainfalls and high tides in the sea were seen near the landfall region and it brought down many big trees, electric poles and thatched houses. The actual damages caused by Dana are being assessed by the state administration. The IMD has issued a red alert to 9 districts of Odisha, including Jajpur, Bhadrak, Kendrapada and Puri for today, which are likely to experience heavy rainfalls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have assured Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi of all support from the centre to Odisha to tackle the damages caused by Dana. Meanwhile, restoration of flights have commenced in Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar as the capital city is least affected by Dana. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will co-chair the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC, in New Delhi today. Chancellor Scholz arrived in New Delhi last night on a three-day visit to India. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks today to discuss enhanced security and defence cooperation, deeper economic cooperation, green and sustainable development partnership and collaboration in the area of emerging and strategic technologies. Both leaders will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The IGC format was launched in 2011 and allows for a comprehensive review of cooperation and identification of new areas of engagement at the cabinet level. India is among a select group of countries with which Germany has such a mechanism. The 7th IGC is expected to have a strong technology focus, with the key elements being sustainability and green transition, migration and mobility, and technology and innovation. Increased collaboration in new and emerging technologies is also expected. In addition, focus will also be on enhancing defense and security cooperation. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Filing of nominations will end today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 13th of November. 748 candidates have so far filed their nominations. Chief Minister Hemant Sorin filed his nomination from Barhet, while opposition leader Amar Kumar Bauri filed his nomination from Chandan Kyari seat. Assembly Speaker Rabindranath Mahato filed his nomination from the Nala seat. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 30th October. Meanwhile, during search operations, Illegal materials and cash worth over 27 crore rupees have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly elections. 14 FIRs have been lodged for violations of the Model Code of Conduct. In Maharashtra, 552 candidates have filed their nominations for assembly elections so far. Meanwhile, Indian National Congress declared its first list of candidates for 48 constituencies yesterday. The Nationalist Congress Party, Sharad Pawar, declared a list of 45 candidates. The Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena, MNS, released its third list of candidates yesterday. More details on this from our correspondent.
On the third day of filing nomination in Maharashtra, prominent leaders across parties filed their nominations yesterday. BJP leaders Chandrakant Patil, Mangal Prabhat Lodha, Mihir Kotecha filed their nominations yesterday. Harshvardhan Patil and Jayant Patil of the NCP-SP also submitted their nominations yesterday. NCP's Chhagan Bhujbal, Dilip Walse Patil and Dhananjay Munde filed their nominations. Aditya Thackeray of Shiv Sena UBT filed his nomination yesterday from the Worli constituency. Meanwhile, Congress, Nationalist Congress Party Sharad Pawar and Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena declared their candidates yesterday. Like Lok Sabha elections, one of the most interesting fights seems to be unfolding in Baramati. The constituency is going to witness another battle between the two factions of the party where the Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar is pitted against his nephew Yugendra Pawar. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Today is the last day for filing the nominations for the by-polls to 9 seats in Uttar Pradesh. 71 candidates have already filed their nominations till date. Further details from our correspondent.
BJP has fielded Ramveer Singh Thakur from Kundarki, Sanjeev Sharma from Ghaziabad, Surendra Dilir from Khair, Deepak Patel from Phulpur, Dharmaraj Nishad from Katehri, Suchishmita Maurya from Majhwa, Suresh Avasthi from Sisamau seat of Kanpur, and Anujesh Yadav from the prestigious Karhal seat where Samajwadi Party has fielded Tej Pratap Yadav, who is nephew of Akhilesh Yadav. At the same time, Muzaffarnagar's Mirapur seat has been given to Rashtriya Lok Dal. From this seat, RLD has fielded Mithilesh Pal. On the other hand, the India Alliance will contest all the 9 assembly seats on the symbol of Samajwadi Party. The Bahujan Samaj Party has already announced to contest the elections alone on all the seats. The by-elections will be held on 13th November. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has been appointed as the next Chief Justice of India, CJI. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said in a tweet that President Draupadi Murmu, after consultation with CJI D.Y. Chandrachur, has appointed Justice Khanna as CJI with effect from 11th of November. Justice Khanna is currently the second senior-most judge of the Supreme Court. He will become the 51st Chief Justice of India. Justice Khanna is due to retire on 13th May 2025. Incumbent CJI D.Y. Chandrachur, who took charge on 9th November 2022, will retire on 10th November this year. Chief Justice of India Justice D.Y. Chandrachur has said that over the past 75 years, the Supreme Court has evolved into a people's court. He emphasized that this unique perspective, where the apex court serves as a court for the people, has not been replicated anywhere else in the world. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, marking the 75th anniversary of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice shared his insights on various topics. He fondly recalled his days as a presenter at Akashwani.
My mother was a classical musician, so I have visited these studios in Mumbai with my mother for her recordings. When I came to Delhi in 1972 and joined college later on in 1975, I was told that, you know, I could audition for Akashwani. And I started doing programs both in Hindi as well as in English. I used to do a lot of programs in Hindi. I remember my first program so vividly even now. It was on what is called the Anavrat Yojana.
The interview will be broadcast today at 9:30 p.m. on 100.1 Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies. It will also be available on our app News on AIR, website newsonair.gov.in and across all the social media platforms of Akashwani. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh beginning today. Details from our correspondent.
During her visit to Chhattisgarh, the president will grace the convocation of AIIMS Raipur and the convocation of NIT Raipur today. The president will also visit the Purkhoti Muktangan at Naya Raipur. On October 26, the president will grace the convocation of IIT Bhilai. She will also attend the convocation of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Memorial Health Science and Ayush University of Chhattisgarh at Raipur. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a two-day visit to Karnataka starting today. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Dhankar will interact with students at Adi Chuchangiri University in B.G. Nagara, Mandya, Karnataka. He will also visit Rajbhavan in Karnataka. The Ministry of Railways is running 7,000 special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. Minister of Railways Ashwani Vaishnav said that around 2 lakh extra passengers can travel by these special trains daily. He said that this year the number of special trains has been increased to 7,000 compared to 4,500 trains last year.
इस साल 7,000 ट्रेन्स रन की जा रही है छठ और दीपावली के लिए स्पेशल ट्रेन्स यानी करीब करीब 2 लाख लोग एक्स्ट्रा डेली ट्रेवल कर पाए वो व्यवस्था की जा रही है ओवर एंड अबव दी नॉर्मल ऑल दी ट्रेन्स विच आर देयर
द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स एंड कतर हैव अनाउंस्ड द रिवाइवल ऑफ गाजा सीजफायर नेगोशिएशंस मार्किंग अ पोटेंशियल टर्निंग पॉइंट इन डिप्लोमेटिक एफर्ट्स फॉलोइंग द रीसेंट डेथ ऑफ हमास याहा सिनवर U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his 11th regional visit since the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel, revealed that mediators are exploring fresh approaches after previous U.S.-led initiatives stalled. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has invited applications for Sports Awards 2024. Sports Awards are given every year to recognize and reward excellence in sports. The Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award is given for spectacular and outstanding performance in the field of sports by a sportsperson. The Arjuna Award is given for consistent outstanding performance by a sportsperson. The Arjuna Award Lifetime has been introduced and will be given for lifetime contribution to sports development. The Dronacharya Award goes to coaches for producing medal winners at prestigious international sports events. In wrestling, India secured one silver and one bronze medal at the Under-23 Wrestling World Championship 2024 in Tirana, Albania last night. In the women's 59kg category, Anjali clinched silver after losing to Solomya Vinik of Ukraine 4-7 in the final, while in the women's 68kg category, India's Monica defeated her Chinese opponent. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with details of measures being taken in Odisha to mitigate the effects of the cyclone. As Cyclone Dana roars in, over 6 lakh evacuated, trains and flights halted. Headlines The Indian Express. The Asian Age writes, Odisha, Bengal brace for Cyclone Dana impact. One of the lead headlines in The Statesman is, India and China reach consensus on LAC, patrolling and grazing rights to be restored. New scheme for SME and e-com exporters on table. Export push, easier loans in works, informs the Economic Times. About the ever-increasing chaos on the roads of Delhi, the Pioneer writes, Too many cooks keep Delhi's traffic cauldron boiling. Police has identified 134 congestion points in the city. And finally, with global warming drastically increasing temperatures, Uttarakhand glaciers melting at alarming pace may trigger water scarcity, writes the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Sarah. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Severe cyclonic storm Dana makes landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra on Orissa coast with wind speed of 120 kilometers per hour, weakens to cyclonic storm and moves towards northern Orissa and West Bengal coasts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to co-chair 7th intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi today. Filing of nominations to end this evening for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Justice Sanjeev Khanna to be next Chief Justice of India. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports invites application for Sports Awards 2024 and India bags one silver and a bronze at Under-23 Wrestling World Championship in Tirana, Albania. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.